We've got Dame Shirley in. Morning, Dame Shirley.
Morning, Macca.
You're intrigued by our special guest, and all I can think of is this song that Del Boy used to sing years ago, Double Your Money, Let's Get Rich. We've got to say good morning to Dave Simon, who is... you're a Double Your Profits consultancy.
That's right, yeah.
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
I know you panicked because you got a bit of a bad throat, but we'll get over that.
Good.
You've got a magnificent moustache.
Thank you.
It's got to be said. Now, double your profits. So, come on, I'm intrigued because I'd like to double my profits, and anybody would love to double their profits. So, how does it all work?
The basic idea is that if a company can reduce its costs, increase its prices, and increase the sales volume, then it's quite possible to double the profits. The numbers, in theory, are very straightforward, easy to demonstrate. The practice doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take a lot of time, and that's the issue. It's hard work, but it's very possible.
So how long have you been going yourself?
I first had a shop when I was 21, 22, I think it was, but I've dotted about, had a very mixed up sort of career. I started this business about a year ago, thinking that it was time I did something for myself. I've been supporting my wife and family for a long time, and this is actually what I enjoy.
Okay, so have you doubled your profits in that year?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. The proof's there, then. You're a man that says and does. Okay, so you've got a website with all your details. We'll come to that in a mo. But can you go into a little bit more detail? Just say, for instance, if you come into Vectus Radio and run the slide rule over us, could you double our profits in 6 months?
I don't know. I am not at all sure what sort of supplies you need and therefore how you would save money. Obviously, you've got the rent here, maybe some wages, some utilities, but you don't have a lot of manufacturing supplies coming in or anything like that. So that side of it might be difficult. Pricing is perhaps a bit more possible on advertising. And sales volume... yes, that would be the area to look at, I think.
Okay, so when you go into a business, because I'm guessing you have to go into a business and you have to assess, how long does it take for you to assess and then say, right, this is the way forward?
A couple of meetings, 2-hour meetings, spaced over a couple of weeks, so it's quite quick. It's not hugely detailed. It's not slide rule detailed. It's looking at strategies rather than pennies and cents, but the idea is to help the business owner to change the strategies they use towards ones that make more sense and make more money, basically.
So is there specific businesses that you would help out on, specific businesses that you'd be able to work with in a better way, or is it all across the board?
It's middle-sized businesses, small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs they call them. Micro businesses are very difficult because they're quite often one-man bands. Nothing wrong with that, and it's very much a growing sector with a lot of money being made. The government's very interested because that seems to be the way forward. Many of them are very technical, so they're right at the front of progress. Very large companies, they're outside of my experience. I wouldn't dare to try and advise them. But smaller companies where you can actually count the number of people, that's more the area that I'm comfortable with.
Okay. It says on your bit of paper that you dropped into us, that you've got over 200 strategies to choose from. That seems like an awful lot of strategies.
It is. There are a lot out there. Some of them come from the street, some of them come from the boardroom. There's a lot to choose from, and... in a way, the advice is, why bother reinventing the wheel if there are meaningful strategies that actually work out there and all you've got to do is hear about them and then have a go?
Okay.
So in a way, it's very simple, if you put it like that.
So what's the most common problem you find in businesses? What's the first thing you notice? What's the most common thing?
I'm not sure how to answer that. One thing that many people say is a problem is cash flow, and that's why they want to improve their profits, because they're up and running, but they can't be confident because the cash flow is only just covering expenses. That makes it difficult for everybody. A bit of profit not only secures jobs, but also makes the business owner quite confident that it's worth taking risks and doing more of whatever, or diversifying, finding new products or new outlets, whatever it is. The thing that I look for most is ambition. Some people have businesses that they don't really have an awful lot of ambition for. They're quite happy, if they're earning a living, they're quite happy to leave it there. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the ambitious business owner actually wants to grow, create new jobs, create new supplies, and in the end, create a business that is going to last longer, fingers crossed. And that's what the wealth of the whole country depends on, because that's what pays tax, both through the business paying tax and through the employees paying tax. And that's what gives us teachers and nurses and doctors and police officers.
How does it compare to the mainland? When just say, for instance, if you're going to help people out, I mean, you know, could you help people out on the mainland in the same way, or is it slightly different on the island?
I think it's different here because we've got the Solent, which is basically an import export duty, a tax that nobody really calls a tax. It does mean that we have to try a bit harder, I think. Some businesses just have a local customer base that makes it a bit easier, except for the Island Roads. Dare I mention the Island Roads?
Good luck.
anybody who wants to service customers on the mainland has got to take their products across the Solent. And unless it's very small and easily packed, that becomes a problem. It adds to the costs. I think that's a bit unfair. I think that, for instance, Scottish islands get a better degree of support from the government than we do here. I think we still suffer from the idea that we're just part of Hampshire.
Which has been a big bone of contention for many, many years. Absolutely, and I will be taking up with dear old Andy in the coming weeks and as we start our campaign for Andy for Prime Minister. But in the meantime, I mean, I want to know more about your business and just say, for instance, if I was one of those people out there listening now with the size business that you're talking about, why do I need you?
Because although the business is working, you want to do better, you want to do more, you want to create jobs, you want to find more places to sell your product or service. And everything you've been doing so far isn't producing the amount of growth that you have an ambition for. So other tools, other ways, other means of improving the profits, which then allows you to expand, employ more people, innovate, do the research into new products and new customer segments and so on. It all comes from profit.
Okay. What about your website then? Is there details on there of all the things you've basically explained so people can take the time and the trouble to have a little
look at it
and think, right, okay, this is what I'm going to do. What's the name of the website?
It's called, surprisingly enough, Double Your Profits with a hyphen in between each word, .co.uk.
Okay, so www.double-your-profits.co.uk. And there's an explanation of how it all works. There's testimonials from clients and monthly newsletters and a weekly-ish blog.
Yeah.
Done by you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. Maybe we'll get you back in at some point in the near future and go into it in a little bit more detail.
That'd be lovely.
Okay, thanks very much for your time. And you didn't cough that much.
Thank goodness.